Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we got. Bringing skills and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intrigue and we on it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years, we some veterans. It's one of those days, we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the topic really on. Why men cheat? Why are women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we attracted on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Everybody,
what is
hey,
good,
doing,
everyone?
Yes, welcome
what's
to
good, people?
Real Talk Radio. All right, tonight
yes, sir.
On It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing the recent conviction of Travis McMichael, the trigger man.
Hold on, Bobby. I forgot to do one thing. You know, for the new listeners that might not be used to us, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G. Just wanted to throw that in there. Yeah, and tonight's topic is Ahmaud Arbery's killers found guilty. There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, once again, tonight on Israel Talk Radio, we will be discussing the recent conviction of Travis McMichael, the trigger man, his father, Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan Jr., on Wednesday, November 24th, 2021, the nation watched in anticipation a jury announced a guilty verdict for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old unarmed black man who was jogging through the neighborhood of the McMichaels and Roddy Bryan.
Chairs of celebration erupted as a congregation of protesters and supporters stood outside the courthouse awaiting the verdict of the first offender, Travis McMichael, who was the trigger man, Travis was found guilty of 9 out of 9 charges. Once Travis McMichael received his verdict, his father, Gregory McMichael, was up next. Gregory McMichael was found guilty of 8 of 9 charges, and their neighbor, Roddy Bryan, was found guilty of 6 of the 9 charges.
Travis McMichael, count 1, malice, murder, count 2, felony murder, count 3, felony murder, count 4, felony murder, count 5, felony murder, count 6, aggravated assault, count 7, aggravated assault, count 8, false imprisonment, count 9, criminal attempt to commit a felony. Gregory McMichael.
Right, so these were the counts that, these were the counts that they was, the charges that they were found guilty of. So we going one, doing it one by one. So I do Gregory. McMichael was found, you know, he was found guilty of 8 of the 9 charges. So the only one he wasn't found guilty of was count 1. Everything else was he was found guilty of. Count 2, felony murder. Count 3, felony murder. Count 4, felony murder. Count 5, felony murder. Count 6, aggravated assault. Count 7, aggravated assault. Count 8, false imprisonment. Count 9, criminal attempt to commit a felony.
All right. Now, William Roddy Bryan. Count 3, felony murder. Count 4, felony murder. Count 5, felony murder. Count 7, aggravated assault. Count 8, false imprisonment. Count 9, criminal attempt to commit a felony.
These verdicts shook headlines across all media platforms as Ahmaud Arbery's killers have now been brought to justice by a jury of their peers. Sentencing date has yet to be announced. And, so Ahmaud Arbery's, I think I was calling him Ahmaud Arbery. I think I was calling him Arbery for the longest time, but I noticed it.
Yeah.
I think it's Arbery. I'm pretty sure it's Arbery because I've been listening to the trial and stuff. So,
right.
Rest in paradise to the brother Ahmaud Arbery, because that's just tragic ending to a story of a life of a young man who had his whole life ahead of him. I mean, at 25, wouldn't say you're necessarily a spring chicken, but you're still young. You're still relatively young, and you have a lot of living left to do. So, to be taken away from your family and your loved ones like that, senselessly like that, is just unspeakable. And these three men, they had to stand there and hear the last chapter of their lives be given to them by a jury of their peers, because they were found guilty of murder, and they'll likely spend the rest of their lives in jail. And from what the experts were saying, the legal experts, a lot of those people on a lot of the people like that's being on like the news stations, like the CNNs, MSNBCs, and all that stuff, right? You could call them, I don't really call them reporters. They just, they're not like reporters to me. They're just media people, right? A lot of them are like former defense attorneys and prosecutors, and they've had like those types of, held those types of positions before. So they're pretty much experts, legal experts, you value their views because they've been in the trenches. And what they were saying is that likely that, they said that they have to get sentenced to life based on the charges they're found guilty of, but it's going to be up to the judge to decide if he's going to give them an opportunity to to be able to get out on parole.
Oh, okay.
To be able to, let's say, get paroled after 30 years or 20 years, you know what I mean, 25, 30, I don't know, you know, every state is different. That's like, you know, we talked about that on the show before, but like, that's the one thing about the United States is like, it's kind of weird, like, it's one nation, 50 states, and every state got like different variations of law, like different types of laws, and this applies to this state, but not that state. And so you might know the laws in this state, but you don't know the laws in, let's say, the state next door to you, because the state next door to you might have slightly different laws. And so I don't know, you know, I don't know in Georgia, like, well, how many years would you have to serve for these types of offenses before you're even eligible for parole? Now, the judge could say without the possibility of parole if he wants, but he can say with the possibility of parole, right? But
we also
have to keep in mind, they have a federal trial coming up for hate crime. Yeah, they still have to do another trial. They have to be in another trial for hate crime. Coming up, whether it's January, February, something like that, it's coming up. They got a hate crime federal trial coming up. And if they're found guilty of that, they could get another life sentence. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they would have beat this, they're still facing that hate crime. But now, if they were found guilty of this on a state level, and, you know, based on a little Google searching. The feds have a 95% conviction rate, because most of the time people cop out because they're facing such big numbers, what they call football numbers, you know, that they just rather cop out and get a little less of time just for copping out and not taking it to trial. So basically that means the feds that do the trial, they are going to try to smash you. They're going to try to smash you. So, but I mean, they already got what they got to the state level. Now the state level, right? They're convicted of criminal homicide, right? Like I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm not a legal expert. I'm with this. I would assume that the federal the federal prosecutors can use evidence of the conviction at the state level to hold against them as a hate crime. And a hate crime, they were just found guilty of homicide. You don't have to say allegedly no more. You can say murderers. You don't have to say allegedly no more.
Right.
You know what
now
I mean?
They are, if they're not alleged murderers, they are murderers. They've been found guilty. So now it is what it is. Right. They are considered murderers. You know, they are murderers. They are not only murderers, but racist murderers. He killed a black man, jogging through the neighborhood. They are racist murderers. So, but I was looking at something on NBC News, and they were saying that the successful prosecution of Ahmaud Arbery's murderers this month almost didn't happen. And that leaves us focused on something unusual in the world of accountability for prosecutors. The indictment in September of Jacqueline Johnson, the former district attorney in Georgia's Brunswick Judicial Circuit. A grand jury indicted Johnson on multiple charges related to allegations about her actions as the first prosecutor presented with the crime committed by Travis McMichael, his father, Greg McMichael, and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. So, yeah, you know, Johnson is not charged with, basically, let's say, okay, Johnson is not charged with bribery or similar kinds of corruption, but rather with trying to maneuver behind the scenes in a case she quickly recused herself from. You know, she quickly got up out of that case. You know, she quickly recused herself from. And it is still all too rare for grand juries to indict prosecutors for misusing their authority. Indeed, it is unusual even for bar disciplinary authorities to pursue prosecutors for professional misconduct, but those authorities would be wise to take their responsibilities more seriously. Sanctions affecting an unethical prosecutor's license to practice law often best fit the violation and can be a highly effective punishment, putting aside how difficult it is to secure convictions in cases like Johnson's. So, yeah, so basically that's, I'm glad it went down the way it did. I'm glad it turned out the way it did, because you know what would have happened if it didn't go down the way it did. You know, you already know what would have happened out there in Georgia. Not only in Georgia, but probably everywhere.
It was about that change. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I know ATL, yeah. They would have went crazy in ATL for sure.
The ATL would have went bananas.
What's it called? Brunswick or whatever?
Yeah, they got
that county.
Would have went bananas, yeah. And there's a lot of Marietta. Marietta, matter of fact, that was
Lynn County and all that.
Mm-hmm. That killed that. And Marietta. Yeah.
Well, I think that we have to give, as far as for the prosecution and the jury getting it right. I mean, come on now.
Yes, yes. Give it up for them. Got it right.
Yes, yes, for sure. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I watched it when it was happening. I watched it, live coverage of it. And I was ready to hear not guilty because I'm so used to it. So, you know, I felt I didn't feel as confident. I was ready to hear not guilty because, first of all, it's a jury of 11 white. 11 white, 1 black.
Right.
Yeah, it's a jury of 11 white and 1 black.
You've been programmed.
I was worried about that.
Yeah. Yep,
you know what
crazy.
I mean? And, and other than George Floyd, for the most part, we're used to these, and it wasn't even police, though. So, but we're still, either way, I mean, we've seen George Zimmerman get off. Like, we're accustomed to this. So I was real nervous about it, man. I had the butterflies in my stomach, like, oh, my goodness, they're about to let these dudes walk free. And when I heard guilty, I couldn't believe it. I just started celebrating. I was like, yeah.
And it's sad.
When your team makes that game-winning play to go to the Super Bowl, remember how you felt? What was that? The 2007 Giants? Was that the 07 or 06 Giants?
Went
to the Super Bowl.
That catch that he made when Eli almost got sacked, but he got out and threw that catch to David Tyree.
When Texaco Bryce caught that touchdown and the Giants went up.
Oh, that one too. Right.
How that felt? That's how I felt.
That was amazing.
When I first heard that first guilty, and then I got nervous
crazy.
Because on the because it was individual. Each one of them were. Individually sentenced.
Right.
And they all three had their separate attorneys, too. And that was an interesting strategy, right? But when I heard when the father, who was Gregory McMichael, when he came up, when the count won, malice murder, not guilty.
Right.
I was like, oh, so the father going walk. As soon as I heard that, then I heard the, but then after that, and then I heard the next one, which was count two, felony murder, guilty, and then count three, felony murder, guilty. I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Because I got nervous when I heard that phrase, not guilty. I thought one was going to be guilty, all of us going to probably be guilty. But they tried them, even though they was in a trial together, kind of like individually. Like they all had their own attorneys, and they all had to get separate sentences. You know what I mean? And so the neighbor, who they call Roddy Bryan, his name is William Bryan, but they call him Roddy Bryan. I guess Roddy's his middle name. So count one, not guilty, and count two, not guilty. Now, because he was the one that was kind of back and ain't get out the car and ain't have a gun and all that, once I heard those first two, I'm like, oh, okay, so the neighbor going to walk. And you know what? I was actually ready to accept that, or he was going to get found not guilty of everything except for, I figured he would probably get found guilty of false imprisonment. The false imprisonment.
Okay.
False imprisonment. I thought that he would probably, I was pretty confident that he might would probably get found guilty of that, but what would that carry, 2-3 years of probation, or who knows? I don't know. I just thought that once I heard those first two counts of not guilty, I was like, okay, he's probably not worth nothing to suffer, maybe false imprisonment. But then once you got the count three, felony murder, and then count four, felony murder, and count five, felony murder, all guilty, I was like, oh, okay, he was guilty of six out of the nine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he was also
like, all right, bet.
And he was videotaping it. So he was with he was videotaping the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? He was with it. He was on down
guilty
with
by
the
association.
Guilty by association.
Because he helped pin him in, and he chased him. Don't forget, our boy was running away from them, and they kept chasing him. And you know what?
Right, in the vehicle.
You know what, Bobby?
Yeah.
I think if it all would have happened all instantaneously, like right there, like they seen him, hey, what are you doing? And then he pulled out a gun, and then he came towards him, and then he shot him. I think they would have got off. It was his self-defense,
probably
stand your ground, we would have got off.
Because if that would have happened simultaneously in front of their property, it would have probably would have got off because he was like, oh, this guy was on their property. Even though he was jogging. He was jogging past their house. He wasn't really... Was he really on a property? Because he wasn't
No. He was way down the road. I don't know whose property he was in front of at that point, but it wasn't the McMichaels or nothing. Don't forget, they had been following him.
They had been following him.
That whole thing, citizens arrest. Don't forget about that whole citizens arrest thing. That's what they was claiming. And they only claimed that after the police got called and they... You know, interviewed them, asked them what happened and all that stuff. They probably got legal advice. The legal advice, the legal advice at the time, you probably said, say it was a citizen's arrest.
Yeah,
you know, because
they,
when, if you look at the body cam footage, if you look at the body cam footage from the cops that I was talking to them, they didn't say anything about a citizen's arrest. They just was like pretty much like he's following them, trying to hold, like, you know, it's like they kind of understand. They never used the terminology. I don't even think they knew that term until they got the legal counsel, you know. And then it's like, yeah, Georgia got a law for citizen's arrest, which has been abolished, you know what I mean, which has now, since this Ahmaud Arbery killing, it's been abolished, and so I think for that,
so Georgia abolished the citizens
we need
arrest
that.
After the Arbery case. They were trying to use that. Right.
That's like some
arrest for what?
That's right there. That right there is white privilege, right? There's
white
no
privilege.
Because
how can you
like
make
citizens
arrest
like
right. He was jogging down the street.
Yeah.
Like, how can you make a citizen's arrest? Like, what gives you the reason to make, to say you're making a citizen's arrest?
If it gives you the right, you're a regular citizen like me. You're not deputized. You don't have a badge. How the hell are you going to arrest me?
Even though they don't say it, let me a black man talk about doing a citizen's arrest.
Exactly.
That's that white privilege stuff. Right. So now they abolished it in Georgia, which is good because now they won't be able to use citizen's arrest, you know? So thanks to these three assholes who killed all of you, these racist assholes, and they deserve everything they're going to get because they are a bunch of clowns. We don't need people like them walking the earth, hating on other people for no reason because of this color of their skin. People like that need to go. It's as simple as that. I'm sorry to say. This is why the world, why we are living in this society. This is why the world is the way it is right now. Look what's going on, even in politics, in government. Look what they're trying to do with everything, with the COVID, lying about that, lying about this variant, that variant, saying that so that they can keep you on lockdown, get you panicked, stay in the house while they do what they're doing out in the world. And you know what I'm saying? And it's also one of the biggest scams to make money. Like, these guys from these pharmaceutical companies are making thousands of dollars a second with this whole vaccine thing going on. They're making so much money. So that's another thing that people ain't talking about. But they're making, this thing is, you know, it's just making them big, big money. So that's what it's about. It's marketing. You know, all these commercials telling us to try to make everybody get vaccinated. It's all marketing. You know, so to me, it's all marketing. That's just my personal opinion. But I was just using that just to say, you know, I was just using that as an example about this whole Harvey case that was going on with these three racist assholes, you know. So,
Looking up the citizens arrest thing, just trying to get some insight. It's interesting because I never heard of such a thing. I never knew such a thing even existed. I mean, maybe back in the day. That sounded like that whole, you know what that sounded like? Hey, the slave is getting away. Get him. You know what
right.
I mean? That's what that sounded like to me. Like,
that's exactly right.
Slave owner chased down the slave. Bring him back to the plantation type of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine?
Just shoot him down. The prisoner's escaping. They automatically looked at him as, you know, he was black. He was a criminal. He automatically looked at as a black criminal. Somebody. Like I said, they are so scared of black men. They are so, like, intimidated. And they use everything to gun us down, to try to take us out one by one. And try to get rid of all these, get rid of all the men of the race. You know, that's what you want to take a race down. What you do, take out the men because they're not concerned about the women.
Exactly.
You take the men out because the men is the protectors and the providers and all that. So you take out the men and then you do whatever you want with the women. You know, they're not scared of the women. This white thing, most women are working in the work field and not the black men. The black men are struggling trying to find jobs. But women get, and it's great, don't get me wrong. It's great when women get out and do their thing. But let's just be real, you know. They feel comfortable hiring the black women. But that's another problem, though. We shouldn't be worrying about getting a job at their office, at anything that's theirs, really. I mean, if you can get it, take care of your family, do it, but you should also have another plan to start doing your own thing. So, you know, eventually. I'm not saying you got to do what you got to do for the time being, do it. But you should, a black man should always be working on getting his own business, you know, getting himself. Because, you know, you're just not, like, on a job that's ran by a white man. You don't have to be there unless you work for a civil service agency and you're in a union and you're safe. You know what I mean? You get a salary every year, and you know, you get a little raise based on inflation every year, whatever the case may be, until it caps out. And then what happens when it caps out? Inflation keeps rising. and your money is getting shorter and shorter. So, but yeah, so, but that's what I'm just saying, man. We need to, as black men, you know, we need to eventually do what you got to do for now. You got to get a job, a civil service job. And I don't knock any civil service job. But, you know, because that's probably the safest thing you can do. If you don't get a job, that same thing for you in a union, you ain't got to worry about getting fired, get paid vacation, sick days, and that and the other. But see, now, you know, then here comes the mandate. And so a lot of civil service workers turn around and backed out because they don't want nobody telling them, making them take a vaccine. That's killing people. That's harming people. We're not one of the percentage of people that have, you know, an issue. It seems like most of the people have been good. You know, switch is good, like been okay getting by. But, you know, some percentage is like it's been bad on them based on their, I guess they, you know, their health, their history. So, but yeah, but anyway, man, but once again, man, you know, Hey, you saying something?
I'm going to play the audio of the verdict being read out. It's just beautiful. Oh. It's a beautiful thing to listen to. We're going to play the audio of the three verdicts. We're going to play that audio. And then after that, I want to get a little into the citizens of wrestling. I pulled up a little of some article of them. Citizens Arrest in Maryland. Bobby, while I'm playing this audio for the verdict, could you look up New York's Citizens Arrest laws?
New York
find an interesting article about that you could touch on a little bit. You ain't got to read a lot, but just a little bit. Because this is an educational moment, because I never knew about such a thing. I'm just reading it and listening to the experts and then reading up on it, learning something that we can – you know, actually take in and be able to, you know, tell to the youth, our kids, their kids, other people who might want to understand the laws and how they work. This is an educational moment, because most of us never even heard of no citizens arrest. I know I didn't, not in modern times anyway. So I'm going to play the three different verdicts, and then when we come back, we're going to get a little bit into the citizens arrest, yours for New York, mine's from Maryland. And, yeah, we're going to just analyze this thing a little bit, and we're going to talk about it because it needs to get talked about, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I already have it filled up. So, yeah, I'm ready.
You already got it. Yeah, like clockwork. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me play the three. Hold on. Let me do it in order because how – it went Travis, and then, hold on, I don't want all these other ones, all this other audio, okay, all right, there we go. So it goes, definitely went Travis, and then Greg, and then Robbie, okay. All right, so we're going to get into this audio. I'm going to play them all back to back, and then we're going to come back and, you know, finish just breaking this thing down, man. So this is T-Real Bobby G. It's Real Talk Radio. Check out the verdicts of Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and Vardy Bryan.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia, the State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael, case number CR00. 0433. Jury verdict form. Count 1. Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please. As this court has indicated, I ask that there be no outbursts in the court, and I expect as much from the gallery. Please respect the court's desire for this as we move forward. If you feel like you need to make a comment or otherwise demonstrate with respect to the verdict, I do ask that you step out of the courtroom now. Count two, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count three, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count four, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count five, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count six, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count seven, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count eight, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count nine, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Dated this 24th day of November, 2021, signed by the foreperson. In the Superior Court of Glynn County, the State of Georgia versus Greg McMichael, case number CR 200043. Jury verdict form. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, not guilty. Count two, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count three, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count four, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count five, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count six, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count seven, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count eight, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count nine, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. This 24th day of November, 2021, signed by the foreperson. As to William R. Bryan. In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia, State of Georgia versus William R. Bryan, case number CR 200043. Jury verdict form. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, not guilty. Count two, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, not guilty. Count three, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Count four, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Count five, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Count six, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, not guilty. Count seven, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Count eight, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Count nine, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty. Signed this 24th day of November by the foreperson. Go ahead and see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
that was the verdict being read.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Have to. Because I mean,
sir. Yeah.
We need a little more. We need a little more.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That felt good. That felt good, especially
because that really felt good, right? It really did feel good,
really,
like to finally get some justice. for people that just, yes, right, gunned down, cut and gunned down our people like wild animals. Like, when does it stop? And now to see a police officer be held accountable, get fired, get sued, get arrested, go to jail, get convicted. You know, to see these vigilantes be brought to justice and likely spend, we're still waiting for sentencing, but likely spend the rest of their natural lives in jail. It's like it's long overdue, but it's progress. It is progress, and we got to wait.
It is progress,
but it's progress, and you have to, like, I don't understand how people, like, a lot of people just seem to, like, not care, and it's like it's the bigger picture. Okay, you probably didn't know Ahmaud Arbery, and everybody got their own stuff going on and issues and lives they're dealing with, and we understand that. But you, if you are a black person, right, you have to take a moment to just reflect and appreciate the fact that a jury of 11 out of 12 were white, you know, one black juror, you know, so pretty much virtually an all white jury convicted three white men of murdering a black man. Because
only one black person on the jury, all 11 white, one black, convicted three black men of the Ahmaud Arbery killing. So that goes to show you that there is justice. There's some good white people that's about justice. Remember what I said, that black and white, in black and white, they are people who are about right and wrong. They're not about black and white.
Okay.
And those are the people I'm talking about right there. We spoke about this earlier before the show started. And I was saying, you know, there's people who are not about black and white. They're just about right and wrong. And these are those 11 jury members.
Not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Some people don't see color. Some people don't see color.
Right.
Like, they just like,
some people don't see
right.
color.
They're wrong. That's wrong. And
right.
I respect that. I mean, I see
totally
color. I'm not going to lie. Even though I see
color,
right is right. And wrong is wrong, regardless.
Right, wrong is wrong. Right, regardless.
Make no mistake about it. If the tables was turned and it was three black men that hunted down a white man like that, I would want them to go to jail too. I would. Like, I'd be like, yo, that's still not right. I'd be like, yo, they need to be held accountable for that. You know what I mean?
They're doing the same thing that the white men are doing. If three black men hunted down a white man and shot him, it'd be the same thing like this Arbery case. So that would be wrong, and they need to go to jail too. The three black men who gunned down one white man. Right. We don't need to we don't need to go and hang white people in Century Park or something like that, and to take pictures and stand there smiling like how they did us. Like they did a good thing. Like, you know, oh, you got a nigga hanging over them and standing there taking pictures, holding your gun and standing like it was the best thing in the world. Like, this is a major event. This is what they did, you know. It was like something to go and watch, you know. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We black don't, because we are not them. They're the biggest killers in history. They try to make us look like the animals and the wild animals and three-fifths human being and all this nonsense. When they're not even half human beings. They're not even a half. But they want to call us three-fifths human beings? They're not even half. They're animals. They're the ones who go around viciously slaughtering people, going and taking people and treating them as animals and slaves and all this, and making them build their country. And then wiping the big black names that in history, wiping them out of the history books one by one. And this is the people in the court. This is people... Our people in politics. This is people, the Senate is doing it, you know, taking out names like, you know, Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King and stuff like that out of things that they are involved in. And I saw a video on that. If I could find it, I'll send it to you. Like this, on this stuff. Yeah, I got facts, you know. So yeah, so this is the stuff that they're doing. That's the stuff. It just goes to show you there are bad people in places too, in these places that govern us, you know. So a lot of bad people in there, to be exact, stuff that they're doing, and in the pharmaceutical companies, the big health and hospitals, or whatever. All those people are—they all in cahoots together, like working together to just drain money, just drain money out of everybody, the rich, the poor, whoever, especially the poor. But yeah, so it's just getting ridiculous out here. So you know, we really got to start paying attention, start watching, you know, so-called reality TV and Real Husbands of this or Real Housewives of that. Love and hip hop. We need to start watching that. I mean, no disrespect to these actors and stuff, but this is what they want us to do. They don't want us to know what's really going on behind the scenes. And that's what we need.
They don't want you to be quote unquote woke. Yeah.
They don't want us to be woke. There you go. They don't want us to be woke about what's really going on. We need to go behind the backstage, pull up that curtain, and see what's going on backstage. You know, that's what we need to see. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into the citizens of wrestling a little bit. I'll go first.
You want me to go first?
It don't matter. You can. New York is like New York. You know what I mean? So when you hear about something that applies to New York, it just hit different because, like, yo, that's New York. New York and California. I would say New York, California, Texas are, like, the three main, like, states. When you think about the United States.
The biggest, yeah.
Florida. And you can throw Florida in there. So New York, California, Texas, and Florida. Those four.
Those are the biggest, right?
Those four. When you hear something about those states, you feel it in any other state, like
New York and
that's
Florida,
going down, like
right.
Wow, like that. Yeah, those are like I think the four main states in America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you want to take it first, you can take it first.
All right, I'm going to just say this brief paragraph about New York, about the New York citizens arrest law. It authorizes a private person to use physical but not deadly force to effect an arrest or prevent an escape of someone he reasonably believes to have committed an offense and who, in fact, has committed such offense. Another statute governs the authority of a private person to make an arrest, New York Crim Procedure. So, all right, go ahead. I'm start out with that, so you can go ahead with what you have there. So
okay,
it's a lot.
All right,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So see how much of this I'm gonna read. Okay, so citizen's arrest is a concept that often appears in movies and TV series, but leaves many wondering. Is it an actual legal principle? A citizen's arrest is, in fact, a real concept, and it is legal in all states except North Carolina. As with many other legal concepts, now this was written, like, this article is from, like, I think 2016 or something.
Okay.
As with many other legal concepts, specifies the specifics of a citizen's right to arrest vary by state. In Maryland, you may only perform a citizen's arrest in the following circumstances. 1, a felony like robbery, rape, or kidnapping is committed in your presence or sight. 2, a felony is committed outside of your presence and you have probable cause to believe that the person you are arresting is the perpetrator Or three, a misdemeanor is committed in your presence, and that crime amounts to a breach of the peace. Whether a crime is a misdemeanor or a felony is classified under Maryland law. Generally, misdemeanors are those crimes that are punishable by a prison sentence of a year or less, while felonies are punishable by sentences of over 1 year. Breach of the peace signifies disorderly, dangerous conduct disruptive of public peace. But before you bravely decide to arrest a man stealing a Rolex watch on the Metro, consider this. There are many dangers in performing a citizen's arrest. For one, you may be physically hurt during the arrest, but you also may be opening yourself up to civil and criminal liability. Mistake of crime. The citizen's arrest you perform must fall neatly into one of the three categories above to be lawful. For example, if you make an arrest for a felony that occurred outside of your presence, but the court later rules that the crime is a misdemeanor, the arrest becomes retroactively unlawful. The perpetrator you arrested may now civilly sue you for assault, unwanted touching, false imprisonment, or kidnapping. Use of force. You do not have the same tools at your disposal. Use of force. You do not have the same tools at your disposal when making an arrest as law enforcement does. Specifically, you may only use minimal force. You may never use deadly force while making a citizen's arrest. Generally, you may use reasonable force to restrain the perpetrator, but what that means varies on a case-by-case basis. And if in your case the judge decides that the force was excessive, the perpetrator may sue you for assault and battery, or you may even be charged criminally for assault. No official immunity. Most importantly, you as a private citizen do not have the same immunity from prosecution and other legal actions as law enforcement officers do. This is the reason you are open to civil and criminal liability if you mistake a crime for a felony or a breach of the peace, or if you use excessive force, or if you injure the perpetrator, etc. Law enforcement officers have official immunity from legal actions if they make such mistakes, which is why it is always best to just call 911 if you suspect or witness a crime. While genuine risk exists when affecting a citizen's arrest, there are many laudable reasons for someone who is not a police officer to arrest someone else. These reasons include acting as a good citizen and protecting others from future harm before the police can arrive. Arresting one person could also serve as a deterrent to others who are planning to engage in similar lawless behavior. Who can forget the brave souls who fought off hijackers on... Okay.
Right.
Okay, right. Yeah. We'll stop
so
right
basically, yeah. So according to, well, I can't really speak about Georgia. We haven't saw that. But
That was Maryland. That was Maryland.
Right, this is Maryland. So there's basically you can use physical force, you can't do anything deadly. Or you can't even hurt them because then now that gives the perpetrator a right to sue you while you're trying to
assist. Yeah, probably unless you, it did say you can't use deadly force, but of course, if that person makes an attempt on your life, you have a right to respond with the same force. So let's say that person, you're doing a citizen's arrest, and that person pulls out a gun. Obviously, you have a right to bear arms, defend yourself, and, you know, meet force with force.
Right.
So other than probably an extreme situation where this person is trying to kill you, and if you don't respond with deadly force, they might actually be successful or severely injure you, you know, basically you feel like your life is in danger. Yeah, that's probably the only way you could use deadly force.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, and you should. You know, because technically that's like, you know, you're being a good Samaritan. like a person, that's what I consider you being a good Samaritan when you're trying to stop someone from committing a crime. So, but it may not play out in your favor if you, you know, if you harm or, God forbid, kill the person. You may have to defend yourself. This person, what if this person, you know, pulled out a gun and y'all both tussling with his gun and it goes off and hits him? Now he's dead, you know, and with from his own gun. So then what? You know what I mean? Should you be held accountable for that? Should you go to jail for that? Or what would they do
in a good
situation
point.
Like that? Yeah. So that's...
And then, even if you do a quote-unquote citizen's arrest, when it comes to court, the defense is definitely going to try to use that to their advantage, basically saying you assaulted their client and, you know, you falsely imprisoned them. Even if it was lawful, they're going to try to use that to their advantage because it's kind of like seems to be a bit of a gray area when it comes to the citizen's arrest thing. Most people don't even know about it, and the ones that do, they probably could be still a little misinformed on it. Obviously, you know, with this whole, the McMichaels and Marty Bryan, them calling themselves on the citizen's arrest, they didn't really, you know, for them to be found guilty and probably spending the rest of their lives in jail, they didn't fully understand the full, like, as far as from a lawful perspective, they didn't fully understand the law. Like, because they were talking about it when I was watching it, like, you can't physically assault someone, you know, or make an attempt to, you can't break the law, like, you can't physically violate someone's rights, you know, you can't, like, stalk somebody or try to shoot at somebody or something like that and then try to use, oh, I'm doing a citizen's arrest. You can't do that. Like, once you know, they said you can't, actually what they were saying is you can't shoot somebody. You can't, like, shoot somebody. Like, what they did, like, shoot somebody if you pretty much violated their rights.
Them. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go turn around and shoot somebody and then call self-defense. That's what it was.
Right.
You can't call self-defense if you're the initiator. If you're the initiator,
right.
You know what I mean? And you hurt somebody or make a attempt on someone's life or something.
Right.
Yeah, you can't, you don't get that self-defense, stand your ground.
When you wasn't being attacked.
Law in your favor. You're the initiator.
They wasn't being attacked. Yeah, nobody was thinking about attacking them. The guy ran past.
You, basically, it's basically like,
come on.
You shoot at somebody, right? I said you shoot at somebody. They shoot back at you. You shoot back. You hit them. You kill them. But you shot at them first. You can't call self. You can't call self defense. You can't say I was standing my ground while I was self defense. All right, but you. Attacked you. You initiated it. You attacked that person first.
Right.
Exactly. You were the aggressor. They responded they responded. You used deadly force. They responded with deadly force. You responded again with deadly force, and you killed them. Well, if that's the determination of the jury that it happened like that, then. Unless they're biased for whatever reason, you're going to get convicted. You're going to jail because you can't break the law, initiate, violate someone's civil rights, you know what I mean, their rights of being just a person, just like a person. You can't violate someone's rights as a human being, right?
Right.
And you can't violate their rights and then turn around and call self-defense, you know what I mean? Hurt them or kill them and then turn around and call self-defense because they responded. They met fire with fire and they responded with the same force or act of aggression that you initiated. You know what I mean?
Right.
You pushed the guy, right? He pulls out a knife he swipes at you, he misses, and then you shoot him. You're going to jail. You're probably going to get convicted. Why did you attack this guy in the first place? When they were chasing him, they were in violation. Like they were that's false imprisonment. That's why they've been convicted of false imprisonment. They did not legally have the right to do that because they did not have strong evidence to show that a felony was committed to be able to enact that citizen's arrest.
Right?
So now that was false imprisonment, so they already have violated his rights. And he was trying to run away the whole time. They pretty much got to the point where they tried to corner him, trap him, like, you know what I mean? And then once he was running, then he gets around the car. I don't know how from that split second, because I've watched it. Have you seen the footage?
Yes. Yeah,
you seen the footage, Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
maybe
once
not.
He gets to the point where he's running, and then, like, the car, you could tell, like, the Travis McMichael was past him. He gets out the car. Why is he out the car? I don't know. He's out the car. He's got the gun, shot out the car with a shotgun, right? And so as Ahmaud Arbery is running, and then he runs around the car, and then it's like he runs right into Travis, and Travis's got that shotgun, rifle or whatever. So they start tussling over. I mean, you're running, and you're trying to get away from this dude, right? And these guys, they've been trying to pin you in and hit you with their vehicles and all this stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, get back here and all this. You're black, they're white. You can look at them and see, look at you and kind of suspect that they, you know, might not take kindly to black people being in the neighborhood. They're following you and, you know what I mean? They're acting like they have a problem with a black person being in the area. So imagine the thoughts that's going through your mind. You're running. They've been chasing you for 5 minutes. You know, you keep trying to get away. They keep using their vehicles, harassing you. So, as you run around the car, one car passes you and tries to cut you off, whatever, they try to pin you in. You know there's a car behind you as well. So, you run around the car, which would have been Travis and McMichael and Gregory McMichael. And when you run around the car, you just see this white man standing here with a shotgun. Just like you running right into him, like, oh, now I can't say if he ran into him on purpose, like his eyes, forget this. Or when he ran around the car, he just ironically just like, boom, he's right there. He didn't even know he was going to be right there. And he's like, oh, man, he right here. He got a gun. They trying to get me. No, this dude is going to try to kill me. Let me try to fight for my life and try to take it from him. This dude trying to kill me. You know what I mean? I don't know if that was, like, you know what, I'm so irritated with this. I'm not, maybe he felt like, you know what, I'm irritated. These dudes are harassing me. I don't know what they're going to try to do to me. I'm about to just run around this car and see what's good. Or he didn't even know Travis McMichael was right there. He ran around the car trying to get away, and he ran right into Travis and noticed that he had the shotgun. And he thought, one way or the other, they start tussling for it, and then, boom, the fatal shot's fired. You know what I mean? But, just imagine what's going through your mind. Like, these dudes are chasing you with their cars and making, you know, threats, hey, you better stop or else, and all of this stuff. And you're like, no, I ain't got nothing. Like, God, man, get out of my face. No, life. I'm not stopping. I'm not talking to you. No. And then they imposed their will, because I think that they was ticked off at the fact that he's, like, running away, like, not complying. Dude, y'all aren't law enforcement. You're not a cop. You don't have a badge. I'm not stopping and listening to what you got to say. I'm out. And, you know what I mean? Can you imagine
like
what's going
that.
Through your mind in that situation, though, Bobby?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And that just goes to show white privilege, so what they thought was white privilege at its finest. This stuff they feel that they can do. They feel that they have authority over minorities. So situations like that, they just knew whatever they did, they would be in the right because this guy, man, has their property, you know. So they fell with you in my town. So, you know, and I wasn't the father. Wasn't he ex? He was something in law enforcement, and he retired from it, if I'm not mistaken.
Who was that, Bobby?
Was the father involved? Was he an ex-law enforcement person? Like, he knew the people in the precinct and knew the DA and
stuff. Yeah,
because like
when they got there, he was talking to them, one of them by name and all that stuff, and then the first prosecutor, you know, removed herself.
Removed herself,
What was he? I mean, Bobby, just Google it. Maybe you can find it on Google real quick, and we can try to fact check. He was something. There's been so much because I, you know,
there
was so much to take note of in that case. It's hard to remember everything without notes. I'm not gonna lie. It's so much
because
I was watching a good. I watched as much of it as I could. Like I watched closing arguments. I watched the. I still didn't watch the rebuttal. I didn't get a chance to watch because I'm not man. Some of these was like some of these like portions of the trial was like closing arguments like 3 hours. You know what I mean? Then the closing arguments for the defense 5-6 hours, and then the rebuttal 6.5 hours. It's like, man, so it's hard to like. I still want to see the rebuttal because everybody was telling me, including my mom, was saying how good of a job the prosecution did. You know what I mean? Like, and I wanted to like really, I watched as much of it as I could, but I wanted to like really get a feel for like all of the like key moments of the trial because I mean, this is history right here, and I try to understand the law as much as possible, and watching these trials can help you understand the law better. Now, obviously, state to state is different, but to have a general concept of how things work, I think it's beneficial. You know what I mean? So I do still want to watch the rebuttal because everybody was saying how good of a job she did. And keep in mind, remember, was that Rodney Bryan's, I think, attorney that was making complaints of Reverend Al Sharpton and other black leaders being in the courtroom? You heard about that?
Oh.
Like, why is the black pastor saying, why is the black pastors in the courtroom trying to, you know, like, he was, like the attorney was pretty much, the defense attorney was pretty much saying, like, they're influencing the jury with their presence and, like, having, like, Black Lives Matter apparel and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. It's crazy, man.
Whoa. So there's that. And then, Bobby, we can't forget about the I think that was Gregory Michael's attorney with the long, dirty toenails comment, right?
He was a cop. He worked... He was a police officer for Glenn County Police Department from 1982 to 1989, and he was an investigator for the Brunswick Judicial Court District Attorney's Office from 1995 to 2019. So he was working with he was part of that side, law enforcement side, He was part of that side. So for him to be that, for him to be an officer and to also be an investigator for the Brunswick Judicial Court District, come on, he should have known way better than that. It just goes to show the racism, like how a lot of people hide behind the badge and stuff like that and use that. And use that to take advantage of the authority and try to use it to take out, black people or people of color or minorities. So they, people like that shouldn't be an officer. because you're not there to be an officer. You're there to use it as a shield for you to do, to hide behind, for you to do your, what you really want to do, which is your dirt. Go ahead and, you know, do some racist stuff against our people, so, which isn't cool, you know. So, yeah, this guy was working, okay, like, I don't know, hold on for a minute, hold on. Okay, me, right? I have a license or commission for the state of New York, which technically I'm considered an officer of the court. You know, I am considered an officer of the court based on my, you can Google that, based on my, you know, my New York State Notary Public Commission, you know. So, you know, I get to make sure, like, for the courts and for the system, I make sure people are doing the right thing with paperwork and important papers, you know, and signatures and stuff, and proper ID identification. So, but at the same time, you know, so... And also, I used to be one of those guys who, you know, the guys who were serving papers to go to court and all that stuff, come to your door and all that. You know, I used to also, I worked with the, you know, I had to always go on the courts and pick up documents and stuff and, you know, people to go to court. So I've done that too, you know. And when, even with that, in New York, you have to, you know, license for all that stuff. You have to be licensed. You know, take a test and pass and all that. So I've done that too in Northern Dakota. And eventually, I'm going to go off to my real estate license because that's what I want to do, you know.
Oh, nice.
Eventually, that's what I do want to do. But what I'm saying is, I'm considered an officer of the court, but I don't look at people like, I'm just a regular, you know what I'm saying? I'm just regular people, man. I don't try to use that, and I don't try to look down to people because of that. Because I feel like I can't. It's just something that I do, you know what I'm saying? So... There's something that I can, you know, that I do or can do. So, and I'm a black man. Like, I don't try to take advantage of certain things that I have, you know. So, and I don't walk around, she's New York, you know, I'm also in court, but I don't walk around, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to violate people in any way because of that. I don't want to abuse what I have, you know. So, and I can't because all I do is, papers, but you know, I have no, you know, that's, it just so happens that I'm an officer of court because I have a Notary Public Commission or a Notary Public License. So, but yeah. But yeah, he was a, this is what I'm saying. He, the point is I'm trying to make that this guy is part, he was law enforcement and what he did was unlawful. Like, so it goes to show, like, he wasn't no, so imagine what he did when he was working as an officer. Imagine what he was able to do as an officer. I bet you he got a lot of stuff pending against, or had a lot of stuff pending against him when he was an officer. I bet he did a lot of crooked stuff the black folks probably killed back then and got away with it. You know, back then, it's easy for someone to do that type of stuff. They had no cameras back then in probably the 80s. I don't even think they had cell phone cameras back then. But, you know, I thought that there's a lot of stuff that happened before the cell phone camera ever that we just, because we didn't see it, a lot of officers got over on all types of stuff. Because no, even stuff that we see today, officers been still getting over. And see, that's why you and I are so glad when, right. So we saw guys get choked to death and by, you know, for selling cigarettes on the street and got killed. And nothing happened to the police officers out here in New York, Staten Island. You know, this is the name one. I'm not even going to name it to you because you all know about the injustice, all of us black. We know about
it. Right.
So, yeah. So, imagine the stuff that was going on before cameras on your cell phone or before cameras in the streets, before cameras on police officers, you know. So imagine the stuff that they've been getting away with for years. And that's why some people was, don't get me wrong, you know, some people, if you're wrong, it's wrong. And two wrongs don't make a right. But this is why a lot of times, you know, no disrespect to the good officers, because I'm with the good officers. I'm not with the rough officers. But when police used to get gunned down, if it was a bad officer, then I'm like, if she was a bad officer, then hey, you deserved it. If he was somebody that was enforcing the law, that was doing the right thing, then he didn't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? But maybe a crooked cop that was taking money from drug dealers or doing whatever, you know, that was squeezing them, probably got taken out. You know, we see the stuff that, you know, some of these movies, they just, all they're doing is showing you what goes on in the real world, a lot of them. Some of it is made up, but some of it's true. You know, true stories. Law and Order, all that stuff is based on true stories. They just take it and turn it into something. So, you know, yeah. So, but anyway, man, you know, like I said, you know, these guys, I was just so glad. We were so glad to see that because we were so used to seeing police getting over and getting off on doing, on violating. You know, look what happened to the case with the young lady who got shot in her house. What's her name? Breonna Stewart? You know, so.
Breonna Taylor?
You know. Breonna Taylor, I mean, sorry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, stuff like that, you know, police, you know, getting off, like, it's so frustrating, like, you know. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating. It's really sad to see what's going on because, you know, these public officials, you know, are supposed to protect us. You know, they're not supposed to gun us down. They're supposed to protect us like they protect everybody else. But it seems like they've been trained to gun us down. And that has to do also with the way they've been trained. Now, it's not just the officer sometimes. Sometimes it's the whole system. It's the way they're being trained against black men or how to go against, deal with black men. And they all, because if it's happening like that all over, then why is that happening? Like, you know, like, or this is what they're being trained to do in the police force and like the police academy. Like, are they trained to treat blacks as three-fifth human beings and treat white as one whole human being, five-fifths? Like, when, you know, it's not an issue to gun us down, but it's an issue if we treat them improperly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the stuff that's like, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very frustrating, you know, so, man, it's like, that's why, like I said before, when I used to hear, you know, officers getting gunned down, me personally, I was like, hey, I don't know what happened, so I'm not going to be like, man, that's messed up or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm just not, like, you never know what happened. It isn't messed up, it's just, you know, somebody that has nothing to do with anything, someone innocent. I'm not talking about those people. Talking about the ones who are out there who are getting involved and using the system to do illegal stuff. Now, those something happened to those guys, then chances are they had it coming. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, you know, it's good to see that. Yeah, yeah. It was good to see that. See justice in that case. We just need to see.
Yeah.
More justice in every case where, you know, a black man has lost his life senselessly, you know, over nothing. So by anyone, whether it's by races, whether it's by police, white or black, or whether it's by your own people, whether it's this whole rap stuff that's going on, the rappers getting cut down and beef with other rappers, you know. And once again, rest in peace to Young Dolph, right? You know. Gone too soon, man. 36 years old. You know, gone too soon. So, yeah, that, all that stuff, you know. Hey, right is right and wrong is wrong. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm not with all that. You know what I'm saying? If it's us killing each other, that's definitely wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely wrong. That's, you know, people need to learn how to use their mind and learn how to speak and, you know, come when you got some type of conflict, y'all got to find common ground. There's a conflict, both parties got to reach common ground. That's the only way you're going to solve certain matters. And in order to do that, y'all have to speak. Y'all have to figure out He said, what is your beef? What my beef is? Talk. Yeah, I got to communicate. A lot of these young guys don't know how to communicate. They just really quick to just say, he dissed me, so I want to pull out my gun and I see him and just blast him. You know what I'm saying? Because people they're ignorant. They don't know how to communicate. I mean, life is important, man. You can't just be taking people's life. You know, these guys got sons and daughters and families, you know, and you just, you know, not even thinking about that. Just so, you know, he dissed me, take him out. Come on. Yeah, you really?
Facts.
Yeah, come on. You can't. Especially if it's just talk. Talk is cheap, man. Like you say, whatever. I don't really care about that. You know, as long as I don't feel violated, like physically violated, like as long as I don't feel like threatened physically. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about that. So, you know,
quick announcement real quick. I didn't see this from 4 hours ago, but it's from TMZ's page. This is from their Facebook page. They probably announced it, of course, on all their platforms, though. But Chris Cuomo has been suspended indefinitely. CNN suspends Chris Cuomo indefinitely for helping brother Andrew Cuomo.
I just heard that.
He's suspended. Saying he was helping his brother. You can't really be mad. I mean, that's his brother, so, I mean...
You be mad at it, but if, I think it's because it's a conflict of interest. Because, he worked for CNN. That was his brother. And, you know, Cuomo was the governor.
And they talk about, all that politics and legal stuff and all that stuff.
Right.
And then his brother allegedly sexually assaulted or sexually harassed these women. So.
Right. Mario, right. He has a sexual harassment charges with multiple women. And so they let him go. And they let a female took over at the time and they let him go. But I don't know, what happened after the election. I gotta find out. I haven't been really keeping up on the politics so far. I gotta find out who's my New York governor. Is that woman still in office? I can't think of her name right now. But, I keep up with politics, I will look into it and see what's happening. But, you know, let's just face it, babe. You get all these letters in your mailbox from politicians you've never even heard of until it's time for election. Then you see this person, that card in your box, and that one, this picture of that person, and then they go around knocking on your doors trying to get you to sign something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you. I haven't seen you all yet. What are you doing for? You know what I mean? And what happens if I come and try to get help from you? Am I going to get it? Some type of, if you have issues with your apartment or issues with anything, it's going on in your city. You know what I'm saying? Anything. So they're supposed to be the ones you go to get help about government grants. They're supposed to point you in the direction of how to get grants. You know what I'm saying? That's something that a lot of us don't do that because we just don't know. See, that's another thing. We don't know what they can do for us because they don't go and have an event to let us know what they can do for us if we come to them. What are the things we can come to my office to get help with? We don't know, because they don't tell us. I found that out on a YouTube video. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You hope you're able to go to your city if you want help with certain things. I just said, grants, for instance, and other things. Any issue you have, in your city or town, so they're supposed to be able to help you with that, or at least point you in the right direction. So,
With that said, hey, look, Phoenix and Golden State playing each other right now, right? The two best teams in the
world, right? Yes. And Brooklyn just beat the Knicks. And now, get this, Golden State is one of the top teams in the West, and Phoenix. They both got Phoenix had a 16-game winning streak. And Golden State, I think they had 13, 14 game winning streak or something like that. So they both winning. So they both playing at the top of the game. So and they playing right now. Yeah, on TNT. It's on TNT over here.
Yep, I'm watching it on me right now as we speak. So it's for Florida, and I feel like we definitely touched on this and pretty much gave our insight. Of course, there's always more to discuss, but, you know, this is one of those things that's going to be an ongoing conversation anyway because this is something that affects our people. It's racial profiling. It's homicide. It's false imprisonment. It's all those things. We're going to continue to have these discussions, and it's important. It's important that we sit at the round table. Shout out to the what do they call it? What do I call it? Just how I know I'm tired. I can't think.
The jury?
No, called the allies. The allies. Shout out to the allies. The allies are people who I refer to as far as white people who do the right thing. And they down for the cause, and they standing right there with us protesting. They stand there right with us outraged. They with us every step of the way. I call them allies. I respect them more than a lot of our own people, because you know a lot of our own people are coons.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I respect it, and you know. It's much needed because, you know, a lot of times we overcame milestones. It was with the help. You know what I mean? It was with their help. It was with the help
of our
allies, the ones that's in it, that got the Black Lives Matter shirts on and they standing right next to us, not the infiltrators who are in the, you know, rioting and stuff, because that's a whole different discussion. But
yeah, see,
anyway, not them.
Exactly.
No, we're talking about the actual
right.
law-abiding
citizens.
People who just do it, but they down for the cause and ain't going for it. They out there getting tear gas, and they still out there. They still ain't leaving. Like them.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But
that.
For sure, you know. And
that's what I mean about
Black Albers, my sister did a great job. You know, she was holding it down. She wouldn't let it go. Now here we are. You know, justice is being served. You know what I mean? And it's important, especially for the youth, to be able to see white men and police officers and people that are pretty much a threat to us, like, you know what I mean? It's good to see them go to jail and be held accountable. You know what I mean? It's great. It does wonders for us. You know what I mean? So,
definitely.
Yeah, man. With that said, man, the fourth quarter, so, you know, watch the rest of this game. You know what I mean? And enjoy,
me too.
And finish enjoying our what is this, Tuesday? Yeah, finishing. I forget what day it is, Bobby. You know it's getting bad
right,
now.
Tuesday.
Finish our Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Enjoying our Tuesday. Watch this game. I'll probably text Bobby about the game when it's over. Man, what you thought? You know, these top two teams right here, man. Phoenix been killing it. They've been on a crazy streak. Golden State,
yeah.
Top Tech had the best record in the league. And Phoenix is right there closing in on them. You know what I mean? This is what you call a showdown. Right now is a tight game. It's what, a 3-point game? Keep in mind, Clay ain't moving back yet. I can't wait for Clay to get back. They don't even have that second best player right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's going down, man.
I think
Brooklyn
won
by 2 points
or something. Yeah. So he's close, entire game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, so Bobby, I'm signing us out. Bobby, is there any last statements you wanted to make before we go?
Hey, man, just this goes out to the people that's all about you know, doing all the right things, not getting caught up in the black and white. They're more getting caught up in the good and the bad. You know, hats off to you guys, first of all. Keep doing what you do. You know, if you see injustice, let us know. You know, if you guys can take video and post it and make stuff things go viral, like things that were like people who are being violated. It doesn't matter who it is. Right? It doesn't matter if it's black, white, whatever. It's about humans, human beings. You know, it's not about just blacks. It's about anybody that's being violated. You know, if you can make it go viral, get some footage and put it out there, that would be great. Anybody getting violated by the police. So it's not just about us blacks, you know. We're not like certain people. We care about everybody. So, but anyway, yeah, so that's it, Tay.
Okay. So with that said, this is Tay Real, Bobby G. It's Real Talk Radio. You know, pretty much just giving our take on the Ahmaud Arbery killers being convicted situation. You know what I mean? Just definitely just happy for my people. I'm happy for Ahmaud Arbery's mom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Friends. His dad, too. His dad was there. His dad, mom, dad, friends, family, loved ones. We need more of this. The fight has just begun, but we're making progress, and it's a beautiful thing to see. This is Tay Real and Bobby G. It's Real Talk Radio. We will see y'all next time. Peace.